This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It is hard to make a fresh start after prison. The unemployment rate for people who were once incarcerated is nearly 5 times higher than it is for other workers. That's according to the Prison Policy Institute. In Dallas, there's a pilot program to help formerly incarcerated moms get the training they need to launch careers in tech. KERA's Christopher Connolly has the story.
Good morning. How y'all doing?
10 women are settling into class in a nondescript Dallas office tower. One of them is Patricia Manning. She's a 52-year-old mother of 5, grandmother to 11, who just started learning the basics of IT here 6 weeks ago.
Listen, I didn't even know how to cut the computer on.
Now she can take apart a computer and map its components.
Well, this is the motherboard, this is the CPU, and this is the road. I was like, man, am I not actually be able to fix this?
Manning has been out of prison for 2 years, but it's been tough. She can't rent an apartment because of a felony drug record, so she lives with one of her kids. Before the program started, she was making $13 an hour working 2 fast food jobs, which meant long days and 0 benefits. Now she's getting paid to train for a job in IT that should qualify her for better pay, health insurance, a 401k, and paid time off.
That's my priority, my kids, to make a living for them, to make something for them, something that I didn't have.
The IT certificate she's earning can lead to jobs with average salaries around $43,000 a year.
We cannot keep rescuing people from prison and restoring them to poverty.
Brittany Barnett is a Dallas-based lawyer. This training program is a collaboration between her nonprofit, Girls Embracing Mothers, and the Computing Technology Industry Association, called CompTIA. Barnett says mass incarceration and stigma against people with criminal records, it's bad for everybody.
There is so much genius behind bars. There's so much untapped potential that people are unfortunately overlooking.
Barnett says beyond a guaranteed internship after the training program, these women will leave with a network of other people who share their experience as they build careers in tech. In Dallas, I'm Christopher Connolly for Marketplace.